Good morning, 7:51 here on the Mighty 690, and our cavalcade of in-studio guests continues with Yvonne Hull from CCC. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fabulous. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Absolutely, and it's always fun for me to meet all the guests for the first time, as we have new folks in the studio, so good to have you here. So,
thank you.
Tell me what's going on at CCC, some stuff with the Humanities Department.
Yes, so Humanities is an agreement that we have with the Department of Art for State of Kansas, I believe is where it comes through. And basically it affords us the opportunity to bring a variety of performers to the area, and it's free to the public. And we have open performances on Tuesday evenings in our Spencer Rounds Theater. And so if you are looking for something to do and be entertained for about an hour on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m., then come on down.
Oh, that's great. That's a cool opportunity. I've seen the building there as a driving along. So.
Yes, yes. We opened up the season with Pete Walterscheid, you know, a local legend here from Coffeyville, the magician. And he did a great job. And so now we're full swing into different performers. And there's all kinds. There's storytelling. There's folk music. There's magic. I mean, whatever you want. There's a variety of different artists that come in.
Excellent. Well, that all sounds very good. And we are in, even though it's not officially fall, we're in the thick of fall, it seems, fall activities.
Yes.
So homecoming's on the way, right?
Yes, it is. October 3rd through the 8th, we will be celebrating homecoming. And with that, of course, comes our Distinguished Alumni Luncheon, as well as our Hall of Fame for football. And we're adding something new to that this year. We're doing a Fine Arts Hall of Fame, and we are super excited about that, to be able to recognize those from our fine arts departments that have been here in the past and recognize their accomplishments. You know, we've got several folks that have gone on. Anthony Hill is probably the most current that everyone is familiar with. He's the new hot doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
he's a CCC grad.
Right.
And so Scott Thomas is a, you know, renowned author and producer. So we have lots of folks that have graduated from CCC, and we would like to recognize those. So we will be honoring, I believe it's three different folks that we're going to be honoring during homecoming week, and we're super excited about that. So that's a new addition to our list of activities.
That's great. And you know, being a little bit smaller school, I guess your chance of being honored might go up a little bit, because I'm a K-Stater.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, I'm never gonna be invited to a luncheon or whatever. So I think that's
you
cool.
Never know.
I don't think I will, but who knows. And then we have a lecture series coming up, is that right? I'm just reading your handwriting.
That could be
100 wins.
100
okay.
wins. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No.
Okay. So our 100 wins. We are super proud of Coach Liker.
Okay. Yes.
And
yes,
also yes. Coach Schicke.
Excellent.
Coach Schicke is our women's soccer coach, and he has coached for a little bit at Pratt. But then has been here as men's and women's soccer coach, and then just transitioned to women's soccer. But he has achieved his 100 wins in women's soccer, so we want to give a shout-out to him.
That's awesome. I heard about that already, and that's really great.
Yes, and then what's really exciting is that he's getting very close to having 100 wins at CCC. Just all CCC. So we're super stoked about celebrating that whenever the time comes, and we will certainly do that. And then Coach Liker, you know, he's been around in football for a long time.
Sure.
Not that I'm saying he's old, but he has been around for a while, and he has accomplished some really great things through the football program, and he had his 100th win the other night, and so we recognized him at halftime. And we're just really proud that both of these gentlemen are part of the CCC team.
Absolutely. Some marketing awards coming up.
You know, let's just keep talking about awards. Because our marketing department is part of a national program that's called NCMPR. And it's just an organization where folks that are in the marketing world can get together and compare notes and see how we can improve enrollment and retention and marketing. And they have national awards and regional awards, and we have submitted various projects in the past. And this year we won. We have won several awards, and we are super excited about that. So want to give a shout out to our marketing department and give them kudos for their hard work. And they do all of our advertising and promotions and flyers, postcards, TV, radio, whatever, they do it. And this year they're going to be recognized at the district level, and then depending on how well they do at the district level, they could also be national award winners. So we're keeping our fingers crossed and giving them a little kudos.
That's awesome. No, that's really great. And I heard some rumblings about this new ticket process.
Yes.
When Matt was interviewing you. So tell me about that.
Yeah. The ticket processing is getting better. It's a change. And
sure,
so change is hard. but we really felt like it was time for us to step up and get current with our ticketing process, rather than having to have all these tickets in your pocket or try to remember where you placed them.
Yes.
Or whatever. We have partnered with Hometown Ticketing, and you can go online and purchase your tickets there. Or even if you're getting a complimentary ticket, you can go on and claim it there as well. It's a very simple process. It does take a little bit to walk through the steps. It takes, but 3 to 5 minutes, and you can have all your tickets purchased. So, and when you're checking in, you don't have to wait in line to buy tickets. You just show the QR code, and it scans it, and you're in the door. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Recruitment efforts, or a recruiter?
We have a new recruiter on campus, and we are really excited about her. Her name is Ashley Berskins.
Oh, okay.
She's actually from Independence, or lives in Independence. She's from Caney, so she's a Caney grad. And she has been making the rounds already, visiting schools and introducing herself to the different counselors and the students. And she's had multiple visits, campus tours already, and so she is off and running. So if you are interested in being a future Red Raven, she has also set up a Facebook page and Instagram account for future Red Ravens, and you can just do a search for that and then stay up to date on everything that is happening on the campus at CCC.
Excellent. Well, for the final 30 seconds, I have a note here about military appreciation.
Just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who participated in our military appreciation this past Saturday night. You know, we certainly would not be here without those who serve and protect us. And so not only our military, but our first responders who are willing to run in and do what they need to do. So kudos to them, and thank you so much for your participation.
Yes, well, Yvonne Hull, thank you so much for coming in the studio this morning. It was really great to meet you.
You too.
And I look forward to next time.
All right. See you in a couple weeks.
All right. And you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up, we have your look at Fox News. We also have local news, weather, and we are going to have our Ask the Experts update with Skank Insurance minutes away here on the Mighty 690.